You're listening to 3CR Invasion Day or Survival Day broadcast, and we're just making our way down to the steps of Parliament where we'll get some exclusive audio. I understand Aunty Caroline Briggs is welcoming people down there on the steps of Parliament down at Spring Street. If you haven't got on down there already, you mob, you might want to get on down there and be part of this action today. We need as much support as we can right here on 3CR, coming up to about 20 minutes away from 11 o'clock. I think we're right now to cross to the Invasion Day rally at the steps of Spring Street.
We didn't have a voice when we were growing up, and we're very proud of them, all of them, for what they say. And I hope that you listen to them, and I hope that they come more and more together with the elders and listen to them, because the more we work together, the better we are going to have a better future. We're going to have memorable moments, and hopefully, as Nawi said, that this will be our place. So I hope that you enjoy your day. Wurundjeri, Wurundjeri, Balak, Yimun, Gundibig. Welcome to our beautiful country, Wurundjeri. Thank you.
Yeah, you're listening to 3CR. The speech is at the steps of Parliament. We're just waiting for our next speaker to come along now. It's just gone 10:47 rather.
Thank you, are we? Aunty Carolyn Briggs and Aunty Di Kerr. Can everyone give them another round of applause? And when we talk about centering Aboriginal sovereignty, that is exactly what we mean. Do not speak over the voices of the true owners of this land. And in order to fight settler colonialism and reinstate Aboriginal sovereignty, that's what we need to do. It's a basic formula. All right, I'm going to read... Firstly, I'd like to get a few volunteers to help with... with Tanya Day's petition. I'll get into that a little bit more, but today we're petitioning and we're calling for the abolition of public drunkenness, that law. Sadly, in 2017, Tanya Day died at the hands of Victoria Police because they locked her up for being public and for the public and drunkenness law. So I'm looking for some volunteers to help with that petition to diminish the powers of Victoria Police over our lives. So it's really important. But we'll hear more about that later. There are T-shirts for sale. These T-shirts go directly towards the fight for justice for Tanya Day and her family. And there are the Aboriginal flag T-shirts that go towards raising money to WAR and NAIDOC. All right. We're here today to firstly remember that today is a day of mourning. And in that spirit of remembrance, we will kick it off with a 1 minute silence for our people and their descendants who are no longer here with us.
As we're listening to Marie Kionis.
Okay, so we're here to fight for to ensure a promise to our children living with non-Aboriginal family, communities and care, mostly by illegal, unreasonable, forced government, and the 98% that are sexually abused, to our children without connection to their bloodline, families and communities, to our grandmothers that fight hard for their grandchildren, to the young ones who are thinking about ending their life, to escape the racism and the colonial noose tightened by bystanders on stolen land, escaping the racism that denies us curriculum underpinned by sovereignty for our young warriors of this time. We fight for Tanya, Ray, Wayne, and Tommy, and the abolition of public drunkenness. We fight for our siblings, first against their will, in institutions like psych wards, prison, youth detention centres, and people living in Manus and Nauru and other detention centres holding refugees around this country seeking asylum. We fight for children in the homes, away from their families. Australia, we're here to remind you that there is nothing to celebrate. When your country was formed on genocide and ongoing dispossession. Shame. The Australian flag and Australia Day is now thinly veiled white supremacy. And we demand that white supremacy, settler colonialism, homophobia, transphobia, sexism, racism are abolished in all its forms. We're here to remind you that if you do not centre your work and centre Aboriginal sovereignty, that you too are doing the work of the settler colonial state. This is what we mean when we say centre Aboriginal sovereignty. We don't want to be a token part of your projects anymore. We want to lead it based on our communities, our lives, and what our people want. We want to fight to abolish Australia Day until we find something to celebrate on peace, on something where everybody is welcome and that's not centred around white supremacy. Thank you.
Yeah, we're just listening to speeches there at the steps of Parliament at the Invasion Day 2019 rally. And
Bill Nickerson for Wurundjeri is going to say something.
Thank you, Mariki. And great to see a magnificent turnout supporting the Aboriginal cause in this country, because we need your support, Mainstream Australia. We've been fighting for 200 plus years. It's tiring. We need support. We need understanding. Educate yourself about this sacred land. There's a lot of unfairness, inequality, bad treatment to us and others that we can't sit by and just let happen. We've got to learn from these mistakes to move into a positive future. I always want Melbourne to remember this special word from the language of this land. Woiwurrung is the language. The word is Jindiwarabak. It means join together, unite. In the spirit of reconciliation is a powerful word in the local language. And there's something that cannot happen unless there is respect and understanding from both sides. Now, I'd just like to say, Mariki may have mentioned it, but I'm gonna add to it. We have never ceded sovereignty. Our sovereignty is our birthright. It's not something we choose. It's something we gain from being the people of this land.
You're listening to the Invasion Day special
traditional
broadcast.
Traditional leadership was something gained by the strong character of our leaders. That is why each and every single Aboriginal person, Indigenous, whatever terminology you use, Wurundjeri, Jajarung, whatever mob you're from, you wouldn't be here without our strong culture and the way it's set up, our strong leaders, which we call elders. And that's why I'd like to acknowledge each and every one of them from each and every mob represented here today.
Woo!
William Barak, human rights fighter, one of the first, if not the first, and many followed, is on a building just up there looking down Swanson Street to symbolise looking down at our sacred river, the Birrarung, not the Yarra, the River of Mists. William is a great role model for anyone who'd like to study him, just like the many elders of our past. And Simon Wonga would like to acknowledge. Wonga was our first land rights advocate. He didn't muck around with native title and all that lawyer crap. He went straight government. Give us land. It's our land. It's the only way we can survive. Corran Dirt Mission was a great success for many, many decades until policies destroyed it. And policies have been destroying our mob ever since. For those that don't know, January 26 ain't something new to us. It's about 230 years we've been dealing with it, but we've been officially protesting it since the 30s, since the elders resisted that date and the symbolism behind it. How can Aboriginal people affected by the symbolism, the history, the meaning of January 26 get up and celebrate it with the rest of the country? I just can't understand why the rest of the country don't get that. I don't want to be too negative, but history in this country can be negative. If we want to mature and move forward, we have to understand these negativities, why they happened, and never let them occur again. There's nearly 200 nationalities, I believe, living on Wurundjeri country now. So if we can't get it together now, this society could have a lot of issues in the future because the respect for one another won't be there. One of the laws of this land, L-O-R-E, Wurundjeri law, if you live there, you have to play your part in understanding its country, the history, and caring for it, because its health will relate to your health. That has been known by people for tens of thousands of years. The other one is look after one another. Care for one another. Our culture wouldn't be 60,000 plus years if we didn't have that aspect of our culture. So it's something I'd like to I suppose, give each and every one of you the traditional Wurundjeri law responsibility of caring for country and caring for one another. It's a major part of our law. Just a snapshot of the reality of an Aboriginal person who knows the history of this place. Now, they call them settlers. I call them unsettlers because the place was already settled. When they come, it unsettled for us, from our perspective. A quote from a man named Niall Black out in the, I think, Gunditjmara country, out in the west there. To take up a new run, provided the conscience of the party is sufficiently seared to enable him without remorse to slaughter natives right and left. These are quotes from the past, and this is where the wealth of this state comes from, on the blood of the mob, of our mob. It has to be understood. We were never, our economy was destroyed, the environmental economy. We weren't allowed to be part of the British economy, and a lot of the social issues we carry today is because of that. We need to turn that around, and personally, self-determination, our own destiny and our own future. I'm sick of relying on these fellas in this house up here. It's funnily enough, being a high point here on country, this is where our elders used to meet, to talk about much business. Now the white fella put a big building there and call it their meeting place. Look, you fellas have a great day. Let's tell this country what we think about the past, how we want to move into the future. I want to welcome yous all here, but you can't be welcome unless you respect people, country and law. If you do, we say Wiminjika, welcome. Gavamala Mungalan, greetings. Wurundjeri, Biik, Wurundjeri country. So, yeah, great to see yous all. And Jindi Warabak, fight together.
Yeah, we're just listening to the speeches there at the steps of Parliament House in Melbourne.
Thanks, Bill. Next up. to invite Marge Thorpe and Lydia Thorpe to share a few words. They're long members of the Aboriginal community in Melbourne and will also help set the scene as to what's happening here for our people. I'd like to pay my respects and acknowledge the people of the land that we stand on, and I respect and acknowledge their struggle for survival. They, like the rest of the people in Victoria, have survived genocide. And genocide is what's been happening since Australia was formed, when the British flag was put into this land. There has been a concentrated effort to erase the first peoples of this country. But as you can see, we have survived. And it's not been easy. As we can see right now, 230 years on, generations of our people have to stand up here every day and say what is wrong with this country. And not just us, but new visitors who are from other lands who are coming to this country who aren't white Anglo-Saxons are feeling the same effects because of the colour of their skin or what they believe in. It's about time this country matured as a nation. And I just seen a placard over here. Don't change the date, change the nation. What we need here in this country is a proper treaty, not a dodgy deal that this state government wants to do with a few chosen blackfellas who are selling us out. Because unless you go back and talk to whose people and whose land you are talking about, it's a scam. So this house up here has to stop scamming the people. We have enough of people being incarcerated. Deaths in custody was a royal commission that happened nearly 30 years ago. You have to get the government to implement the recommendations from that report. They also have to implement the recommendations from the inquiry into the removal of Aboriginal children. Instead of the bullshit that they're ongoing and they're providing jobs for their bureaucrats and other people who aren't the people who were involved. It's called self-determination. We have the right to say what should be done and how it's done, and we will do it in a better way than what these fellas up here in this house have been pretending they're doing for 230 years. I live in East Gippsland, and what we're worried about there right now is not only the state of the status of our people in Gunai country. We're also worried about the country that they're also destroying hand over foot for a measly dollar. They're destroying our forests, they are destroying our water, and they're destroying the air. We know how to fix that, and until they start listening to us, we're all at risk here. Thanks very much, everyone, for coming.
That's Aunty Marjorie Thorpe there, live from the steps of Spring Street at Parliament House for the Invasion Day Melbourne rally.
I too pay my respects.
Now to Lydia Thorpe.
To the stolen land that we're standing on and the people of the Wurundjeri and the Bunurong people. I also pay my respects to my matriarch, my mother Marjorie, and my younger sisters who are part of the warriors of the Aboriginal resistance. I've been born into political family, and I'm so honoured to be part of the oldest living culture in the world. It's a shame the rest of this country doesn't feel like that. It's a shame that this country continues to party on our people's graves. We held a dawn service at 5:30 a.m. this morning at a known burial site where there are 38 First People buried down the road from the Shrine of Remembrance. When I got there, all that I could see at that memorial place was broken beer bottles smashed all over that rock on our people's graves. And today is where the Australia Day parade will finish and party, right at that same place that our people are buried. Now, if this country has any conscience, it'll start a healing process that starts with truth telling. We are sick of the pain. We're sick of the loss. Aye. We're sick of the hurt. Aye. Every single day. You fellas come out one day of the year, which is fantastic. But we feel this every day. And we need you every day. So everything... everything that you hear today and the placards you see around, that is your call to action. So it is upon you from today to decide whether you want to come out once a year and protest, or you act every single day to change what this country is about. Don't fall into the far right that are going to be out there creating havoc and trouble. We're peaceful people and we don't need any trouble. We are here for our warriors and our ancestors, and we have to respect that. Thank you.
You're listening to 3CR live radio broadcast of Invasion Day. Just heard there from
next
Lydia Thorpe.
To have a talk is Viv Mallow, Gunyandi woman, but also one of this city's strongest, staunchest activists that we've ever seen, organiser, community member, radio show host.
Here comes our 3CR radio's Viv Mallow to the mic down on Spring Street. Go, Viv. Going to hand it over to her on the mic now.
Wow, it's a bit overwhelming to be here today. I'll try not to. Okay. Because I could see these pictures. I see these pictures of our countrymen who have been murdered. And one recently, sister girl, just murdered. You don't see anything on the news. That's just one. Justice. I'm here for justice. I'm here for truth. We're tired of the lies, lie and narrative. I'll tell you something about your first flick, January 26th. These poor people were in chains, they were suffering, and we pitied them. They already enslaved their own people before they got here. No wonder they can't remember, they've been enslaved so long. So I want to remind them, what are you defending? Or what are they trying to protect? In this Australia, I love this country, and I know people on the other side will claim the same. I've got a problem with your governments. I've got a problem with the assumed authorities. I've got a question about jurisdiction. And I've got a question about a fundamental international human rights law on genocide. 70 years since this law was founded December the 9th, Human Rights Day just passed. 70 years, but this country don't have law against genocide. How can anyone else expect rights when the first people have been treated the way we have from the get-go? That's what I wonder, yet they stand up and claim otherwise. There's apologies and there's this feigned benevolence. It's lies. Our situation is getting worse. Incarcerations are 100% in the Northern Territory. And I don't have to tell non-Indigenous people what the governments do to screw you, do I? So it's time to take it back. For the people, by the people, and put it on them. Where's your genocide law against genocide?
A year old is born.
Two-faced hypocrites and Pharisees, that's what I call you. And these churches here, I've got something to answer to in the very near future. Thou shalt not steal. We know what these Vaticans and these churches have done, not only to our people, but to everybody else. Shame. Time soon, people. 2020 vision, all right? Demand some human rights for all of us.
Yeah, we're just listening to Viv Malo down there at the steps of Parliament House at the Invasion Day rally today, the 26th of January, Black Betty.
Niyu Kagori, Gunai, Gunditj Mara, Yorta Yorta, Wiradjuri, deadly, staunch community member, but a very outspoken person on a lot of our issues here in this country. I just want to welcome them to the stage to say a few words today. Actually, before that, I want to, can I just have the media take 5 steps back? And I want everybody with the Isha Deaths in Custody placards to come and stand here. Today it's about them. These placards will be leading the march. Uncle Ray.
You're listening to Invasion Day broadcast on the steps of Spring Street. And as you just heard Marie Kionis there say, it's all about black deaths in custody. I'd like to right now take this moment to pay my respect to my uncle who died of black deaths in custody at the Cherbourg Watch House, my late Uncle Gregory Dunrobin. I'd like to pay my respects to today on this Survival Day.
Yeah, and I'd like to pay my respects to my grandfather, James Moore, deaths in custody 1982 in Swan Hill. And look, we've just concluded the crossover to the steps of Parliament. I'm just going to go to a short break and we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Archie Roach and you're listening to good music
on
855 AM.
I'll keep it short and sweet. I'd like to acknowledge the land we are on and the owners of the land that we are on. I'd like to acknowledge all of the suffering and trauma. All of our people have gone through. I'd like to acknowledge that despite our grief, we are still here. I'd also like to acknowledge warriors of the Aboriginal resistance who, despite this grief, organised today. Today is a day of mourning and it is a day of resistance. Colonisation is alive and well and it is evident in our deaths in custody when we are murdered by cops, our suicide rates and our life expectancies. It is in the misogyny and violence our women experience. It is in the assimilation we experience through the education system. We have black families where every single generation has been stolen by the government and disrupted. Colonization has never, ever ended, and we did not consent to this mess. We have a prime minister who wants to divide us. He wants to erode whatever little we do have. We have a premier who calls himself progressive but sets a small army of cops onto us when we are peacefully mourning Togo.
Shame!
We can't afford to get complacent and we can't afford to accept symbolism. We must not accept progress on colonisers' terms. Lately, there have been calls to change the date. I want to say that there is no date appropriate to celebrate genocide. There is no date to celebrate land theft. We must go beyond coerce, beyond black people being coerced to love our captors. Despite all that black people face, we are still here fighting. I see a strong, united crowd who will not let themselves be sold lies. I see disabled people, black people and people of colour, people of all faiths, refugees, queer people, trans peoples and workers. I see powerful black people, elders and young people who have travelled far and wide to do what we've always done, which is resist and fight and grieve however we can. We must carry this resistance and fight every single day of the year because every day is Invasion Day. Colonisation and assimilation work hard, but we have to work harder. Thank you.
That's Nayuka Guri, one strong, deadly black woman, giving her speech there. Very powerful, passionate speech. It's about 17 minutes past 11. You're tuned into 3CR Invasion Day broadcast.
Yeah, and we're going to go to a short song here and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Us Mob, Genocide by No Fixed Address. Time now to cross back to Spring Street to the speeches.
Scrubland. And we've got a creation story that is linked to the flooding of the now Port Phillip Bay, which was called, or was, or is still called Nam Nam, which means much scrubland. So we're in a really significant place here. I don't see any of the buildings. When I look at the buildings, I can't even see them. I look straight through them because there's six layers of Wurundjeri country. There's the below country, the Bikut. That's where we get the ochre to decorate our bodies for ceremony and dance. Then there's the Big Dewey. It's where we walk and where we dance and where we do our ceremonies. Then you've got the Banyabik, which is a water country. We use water to stay alive. Today we need to drink it because it's hot. But we use it as part of our welcoming ceremony. Guests drink water from a tarnuk, a wooden bowl, to signify that you're safe on country. Then we've got the Woodawoodabik, the wind country. The smoke from the welcoming fires emanates and touches everything. Wind touches everything. Language touches everything. Then you've got Tarangokbik, Bunjil's home above the clouds. Literally means forest country above the clouds. So I'm going to get you all to speak in my language. We're going to sing together. Don't feel shame. It's one word. And it's a beautiful, easy tune, and I'd like to acknowledge Lou Bennett for helping us create this beautiful tune. And I want you to practice this word. Say ngolo, nganyen. So if you say the word onion, have the NG at the start, and then you've nailed the word. Nganyen. So now say ngolo, nganyen. Now we're going to sing together. Ngolo nganyen, 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 ngolo. One more time, arms up. Ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen, ngolo nganyen.
Now, you just said in my language, everyone's voice, and I think we just heard it. Yungajin.
Wurundjeri mob there today at the Invasion Day rally, live from the steps of Spring Street. Here's Marie Gionis.
We want to get the banners out the front, but before those banners, we need these placards to lead behind the marshals. We just want you to make a path through there, through the middle. Then we're going to hear from speakers, from families who have lost loved ones, to the violent deaths in custody, and from our Stolen Generation mob. That's who we're here for.
You're listening to Marie Kionis.
We've got a couple of spears from Wurundjeri, some warriors, Aboriginal people. If you want to hold a spear and help lead the march.
Yeah, they're passing around their spears there.
Gotta love that. Bit of spear action at a peaceful protest.
To lead it.
Marie Kionis, of course, organising everybody down there on the ground right now, Gav.
She's unreal.
She's the best. Go, Marie. And they're organising everybody with the banners to go to the front, and then they'll start the rally, walk.
Yeah, from Parliament Steps all the way to the Fitzroy Gardens.
That's right. And I think we may have wrapped up things there for now. That's just for now. We will cross back to the rally as we're marching through the streets of Melbourne.